Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Donovan is in our studio, and he's, it says here, Salvation Army segment. We're going to talk about the Salvation Army. But first, I want to talk about your business. John, what do you do for a living?
John, I have been a food broker. I started a food brokerage company after I recovered from acute alcoholism. I started it around 1989 with three companies. One was a juice company and meat company, and represented those products to the food service industry, sold through Sysco Foods and the local distributors. I've done that. I'm semi-retired right now. My son runs the company. But we've grown the business. We work in Illinois and Wisconsin. We have people that call on thousands of accounts.
So if I see, so if a food is used maybe in a restaurant or in a public facility, a school, a prison, whatever, somebody's got to provide the food, you would be the guy representing all of these food
companies. We represent the company that might put the juice in the cup, or Daisy sour cream, or chicken. We represent chicken companies. We represent a lot of food processors.
It's funny because we don't even think about that. We go to a restaurant, a store, a school, and there's food there, and we don't think about the chain and how it gets from A to B.
Well, the food brokerage world is definitely part of the chain.
Yeah,
we represent
those
people. We do it. We know what we're doing in the market, so they hire us for our skill.
And your clients include Kraft Heinz and some of the major names I know.
Yeah, Kraft Heinz is new to us, but we've represented Ohio Pure Foods. It does all kinds of juice. We're probably the biggest juice brokers in the Midwest. We do a lot of different things.
Well, good on you, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a great success story you are, particularly since this is the you since 1989, right? What happened to you prior to 1989?
Well, I was labeled by many as an acute alcoholic. I started drinking like a lot of people young, and what happened, blackouts started coming. I was a Peace Corps volunteer. Everything was going right. I married literally the girl of my dreams. We had three children. I made probably the biggest mistake I ever did. I went from beer to vodka, and the blackouts started. And I found myself homeless. I was on the streets for about a year and a half in Chicago. And if anybody knows the winters of Chicago, it's quite rough.
When people say that, we talk about people living on the street, and I don't think we have any idea what that means or what's that like, me included. Really, were you living on the streets for a year?
Many times, yes. I mean, I would go to Pacific Gardens Missions from time to time, but, you know, airport, any place warm, trains going back and forth from the north side to the south side.
Was your... And yet, you were college educated or a successful family. What did your family say about all of this?
You know, my personal family gave up on me. My wife and children, I mean, my family was very young. My wife, literally, we have a Down syndrome child. She was full-time taking care of them and hoping that I would get better. I mean, I got better just in the nick of time. I had been at the airport at O'Hare, and they had just finished the train line out there. Now, I had been through 9 different treatment centers, and some of them were supported by my mother, by another guy that I knew, but some of them were free. But I found myself living at the airport, and policemen don't particularly like people living at the airport. And there was one particular policeman that was on me and asked for, I was in a bad shape. I was hallucinating. He said, show me some identification. And I pulled out a card that was the only thing that was in my pocket. And it happened to be the Harbor Light, the Salvation Army Harbor Light for a gentleman by the name of Sergeant Major McClintock. And he said, call him. And I did call him. And the Sergeant Major said, John, I have been looking for you. Now, nobody was looking for me. I had received the last rites 3 times. I was dying.
You said that you had died once before. You fell, hit your head.
I had a seizure on the L tracks at the Howard Street L, fell, hit my head on the rail. I was brought to St. Francis Hospital. I was in a seizure and I was out, and I woke up and they had those electrical prods on my chest. I asked the nurse whether I was dying, and she said, you arrived dead. But that didn't stop me from drinking. I mean, I proceeded to drink for months later on until that scene at the airport.
And then you've got this card. So did they call McClintock?
Well, I called McClintock with the policeman standing over my shoulder. And I did, you know, I knew that I had to get better. It was, I had noticed that the date was the day before my son's birthday, his sixth or seventh birthday. And I was in such a problematic area. I would stop. I would drink too much and pass out. I would try to stop drinking, and I would have seizures. So it was really a very difficult spot. But I went to the Army. I took the train to Madison Street. I stumbled down the street to 1515 West Monroe. I walked up the steps of the Army, and miraculously, the thing that was killing me, the desire to drink, I never have had it again.
How is it that the Salvation Army program was different?
Salvation Army, you know, I can never thank them enough. They treated me with respect. They gave me time to heal. It was like a 14-day, very, very tough withdrawal. Then they put me through their own program, which was called IRU. But then they gave me a place to live. They didn't boot me right back out on the streets. They gave me a place to live and to... I saw some of the best doctors I ever met in my life, guys that knew about addiction. I started working at a restaurant in the city, Barney's Market Club Restaurant.
Yeah, right, as a waiter.
And
I'm going to fast forward now to back to today, because you also told us about your successful business.
Right.
But you and your family, who you've reunited with somehow,
right.
Correct?
Yes.
You're not here today, but for the Salvation Army.
I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for the Salvation Army. No.
And when we say, please put money in our virtual kettles, it sounds so generic. And yet you're an example of one of the programs the Salvation Army has. We know that they're there when there's a fire. We know they're there in a crisis. But when individuals have crises, and you were an individual crisis, they're there too without judgment. And that's one of the reasons I give to the Army.
The Army does so much. I see the Army help families with electrical bills, with virtually everything. I speak Spanish. I work as a translator for them. It's amazing what the Army does to assist people today.
If you go to WGNradio.com, you can click on my virtual kettle. You can make a donation right there, right now, because John's in a good place right now, and a lot of people aren't. I got a text message from a listener just now. Oh, my God, Captain McClintock was absolutely the one who saved my dad's life also. An incredible man. And we are forever thankful I got my dad back, which is what your family
could. That's amazing. That's amazing. I will always be thankful to the Salvation Army. Always.
I'm thankful to you. Thanks for coming in and sharing your story. I'm sure your employees and family are glad you're doing what you're doing. Your son Jack runs the company now, right?
Yes.
Keep up the good work, and thanks for sharing your word.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
How about that, huh? John Donovan.